This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Efforts to reform global pandemic preparedness and response are happening too slowly. The World Health Organization's Independent Panel for Pandemic Preparedness and Response said on Monday. In a new report, former premiers of New Zealand and Liberia, Helen Clark and Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, warned that COVID-19 has continued to cause illness, deaths and economic losses, thanks to uneven progress in tackling infections. Among their recommendations, the panel called for heads of state and government to make faster progress, especially at the UN General Assembly. A new leader-led Global Health Threats Council should also be launched to provide much-needed leadership and accountability, the independent panel said. Much of the groundwork for reforms has been done, it noted, adding that it was imperative to end this pandemic and prepare for the next global health threat. UN-appointed independent human rights experts have urged China to release on humanitarian grounds imprisoned citizen journalist and human rights defender Zhang Zan. Her health is deteriorating rapidly and she can no longer walk unaided, the experts said on Monday. Failure by the Chinese authorities to act swiftly and effectively could have fatal consequences for Zhang Zan, they warned in a joint statement before calling for her immediate and unconditional release along with medical treatment. The rights experts, who are appointed by the Human Rights Council, said that Ms. Zhan had been detained in Shanghai since May 2020. She is serving a four-year sentence and was originally arrested after posting a video online that criticised the government's handling of the COVID-19 outbreak. The arrest and detention of Zhang Zan and a number of other citizen journalists reporting on the outbreak of COVID-19 in Wuhan, a matter of vital public interest, is deeply troubling, the experts said, noting that they are in contact with the authorities on the matter. Over the past decade, the Hungarian government's stranglehold of the media poses a threat to human rights during the upcoming elections, warned a UN-appointed independent rights expert. Following an official visit to the country, UN Special Rapporteur Irene Khan warned that authorities have reshaped the sector by funding pro-government media that ostracises critical voices. Ms. Khan called for the safeguarding of editorial freedom and access to diverse sources of information, while also expressing serious concerns at reports of hate speech, harassment or stigmatisation of journalists and human rights defenders who work with migrants, refugees and the LGBTI community. Katie Dartford, UN News.